was nicer, straight razor, he could buy. And he'd get the temper on him. I could make him, but I never could get the temper. He'd send him away to Rochester and get him home. You know, all of that. And I used one for years. Make him for a dollar. Handle, and get the handle put on 25-6.
What tools did your father have around that he made by hand?
Well, we didn't make any by hand. We'd get them made. We had crowbars, chisels, axes. Them days, we didn't have, the blacksmith didn't make axes in my time. The axes was made in some big manufacturer somewhere, I don't know where. But the old man, Sinman, would make an axe. He could make anything. No matter what you wanted made, you could tell him he'd make it.
What were some of the other home remedies you remember?
Oh, I don't know.
What for croup?
Well, mostly honey. Honey and hard cider. Was a cold remedy for years. And it wouldn't sell it with a hard cider, like alcohol. That was a cough medicine. Oh, they had everything. They'd take elderberry, you know what an elderberry is? Well, they'd skin the coarse bark off, take the green bark underneath, steep that till it was black, and mix it with syrup. Hell of a cough medicine. It would ease the croup about as quick as anything.
Did your father make any of his, wine or anything?
No. My father wouldn't allow it. He wouldn't even let us keep any hard cider unless we'd steal it from somebody and bring it in. But he was death on liquor.
What did he tell you about liquor?
Well, he said his father drank enough for everybody. He was always drunk. That was enough for him.
Did your father smoke?
Yeah, but not much.
What, a pipe?
Yeah, cough pipe. But he'd smoke for 2 or 3 days, then he wouldn't smoke for a week, then maybe he'd do a month without smoking, and then he'd pick up a pipe and smoke for a week or two, and he'd quit again. He never was a steady smoker.
Did your mother smoke?
No. Women would be disgraced that day if they used. The great-great-grandmother is the oldest sometimes to smoke a pipe. But very few.
Remember any old maids around your neighborhood?
Yes, I remember some. I didn't know anything peculiar about them.
Do you want one?
Yeah. Just the old people in town.
Who was the strangest neighbor you had, the strangest person?
Well, that's according to what you wanted. What's the subject?
Any little eccentric character.
A little different.
No, not particularly. We had one man. He was an awful good man. But he was awful snarly. And they pastured against one another. The farms always joined it. Your cattle got into his pasture, he'd chase them over to his place, and until you'd come after me, he'd charge you a dollar. And his got out one night, and he'd about an acre of sweet corn was ready for market. My father says to him, what do you got to do about it? Well, he says, if you tell me what it's worth, I'll pay you for it. My father said, probably $1,000. Well, he says, it ain't worth much that, but says, anything reasonable, I'll pay it. Well, my father says, go home and keep your cows to home when you can. If mine go over there, please send him home. And we never had a better neighbor afterwards. But the rest of them, the neighborhood was very agreeable. I'll say that for the neighborhood. The old wee boys had a lot of pranks played them.
Like what?
Oh, like going to steal a bag of apples. Somebody's nice orchard somewhere. Go into his melon patch and steal 2 or 3 melons. We had bushels of them at home, but they weren't as good as the ones to steal.
Welcome back. When you you got married, did they give a lot of presents or what?
Oh, sometimes. According to how wealthy you married, didn't you?
What did you get when you were married? What kind of presents?
Oh, I don't remember.
Was it household things or?
Well, yes. The women in the kitchen or something like that.
Did most people get engaged that young or? Your boy?
No, didn't. We did somehow, I don't know why.
About how old is the average age, do you think?
Oh, around 18 to 20. That age.
Did many people, when you were growing up, lose children, die off young? Like your brother?
Many. No, not too many. My brother lost one, that's all. He was 7 years old when he died. Diphtheria. Some days that was death.
Was it very common?
Quite a lot.
How about smallpox? Did you hear smallpox?
We were vaccinated pretty young, all of us. The old doctor lived in Western Corner some days, Dr. Berry. He come up there and vaccinated us. I think I was 6 years old. Vaccinated the whole family. Afterwards, my specialist come along, he got vaccinated.
Do you remember any cases of smallpox?
No, I don't.
When you were, let's say, before you went to Malone to be an apprentice, do you remember any funerals in the neighborhood?
Oh, yes, Kate. Not too bad. Oh, I was bearer for 3 or 4, and I just went to Holy Lauderdale, and I was bearer of 4 died. Boy, what girls, somebody with neighbors.
Were they, the funerals mostly in the houses?
Oh, yes, they were all in the house. Hardly ever had an undertaker, you know.
Who made the coffin?
There was a fellow by the name of Mitchell at work in the coffin. There was a fellow in Malone. I think his name was Oliver Tebow. He was the first undertaker to come to Malone that I knew of. I was just a little boy when he buried a neighbor of theirs, McGrath. I remember standing in the window and seeing the hearse go up. My father had a town hearse, one horse. They'd go and get it staked down in the church shed down in Westville. It belonged to the town. You'd go and get it with your horse, bring it up, wash it, clean it, and grease it, and then you'd go and pick up the body, take it. My father laid out the most of them around the neighborhood there. I helped him several times after I got drilled out.
Were the Catholic funerals in the church?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Same as they did today.
How were the bodies laid out? How did you, what did you help
oh,
the father
just
do?
Oh, simply washed them and dressed them. Remember, better clothes. Straightened them out.
How'd you straighten them out?
Well, straighten the limbs and still leave them hanging here and there, put them on the bar. Dared, the woman was scared. Why, you filled his mouth full of batons so that he wouldn't. There was no. Well, I don't know what you call it. There were no undertakers to embalm them in the nation.
No.
Take a baton if you could get it, if they had it.
they call your father in to lay out a woman?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well,
did he charge for that, or did you
offer it? My mother was a midwife, so she put most of the children in the neighborhood. The time I remember her life, because she got too old. She's a midwife for all of us. My mother was a midwife for years.
Where did you, after marriage, you worked for 1 year?
Yeah.
And then what'd you do?
I went to work for myself.
Where?
Rented a shop. Well, I worked that fall. I quit in Thanksgiving. I went to work first in November. And I got done Thanksgiving. 3 years. I run a shop at the Westville Center that winter. The next spring, I bought a shop in Burke Center. I was there 9 years. Then I came back, sold that, come back to Westville for 3 years. They got automobiles, put us out of business.
Was it a good business before the automobile, or?
Well, you made an average of about $5 a day. That was a lot of money. It ain't as good as 20 would be today.
What do you remember about Malone while you were working there as an apprentice blacksmith?
Oh, it wasn't much different as today. It wasn't nothing very much. Let me see around, I think. It was not more the post office, that was just dwelling houses. From then on, it was not. That's where the village went. It was a couple of little small stores up there, meat market, fruit stand.
Did you go to any of the taverns around?
No, I didn't go to the store. I didn't get money enough. You know what $50 a year means per week?
Not very much. About a dollar a week. What was your room like that you lived in?
Oh, I had a nice room.
It was
good as you have today.
It was in LaPlante's house?
Yeah, in LaPlante's house.
Did they pay for your clothing or did you provide your own?
Did they have, was the wall papered in this room?
Oh, yeah.
Papered.
Very good room. They were nice people. Very nice people. She was a neighbor's daughter. I knew her as a girl. Only she was as old as my oldest sister. Had a you know, lived right straight across from Jack Patton's store. Patton. Patty Patton. Very Jack Ford.
They speak French?
Yeah.
When you first blacksmith on your own in Westville, you said?
Yeah.
How did you get the money to just set up a shop, or how did you do it?
Well, I had $100. $150 when I got married.
You saved that up?
Yes, for my $50 a year. You know, even how much I had to run around to town. But I hold gardens, the wet garden, buckshot, 4 foot wood in the two, and short stuff, evenings, mornings, before I went to work. Kept myself spending money. I hold the garden for 50 cents for holding the garden, 50 cents for sawing a cord of wood. 50 cents, a lot of money that day.
When did you start work, like in the morning when you're apprentice, and when did you stop?
Well, I went to work at 6:30. We swept the shop. Opened the doors, built the fire. We quit at 6 and went home.
ever work after six?
Yes, if there was horses in there and they had to be shod, we worked after six, but there was no... You didn't get paid for it. You're overtime. You're supposed to empty the shop. Most dollars, though, the boss would himself do most of the work.
How much was it? It was a dollar to repair, to put a new shoe on, right?
How about for fixing a buggy or something?
Oh, according to the time you put in, according to your labor. Figured a dollar an hour. But we didn't always get it. Most dollars more 50 cents an hour than anything else. There wasn't much money going that day, you boys want to remember that. A hired man by the month on a fire. If he got $18 a month, the boy, that was standard wages. A young man, 20, 21 years old.
What were the hired men like that your father had?
Well, I don't know. In the time I can remember, though, I quit home. He had anywhere from one to a dozen.
One at a time, you saw?
No. I seen six or seven there all the summer. So he had a lot of corn.
Where did they live?
Where did they live? Down under the hill there, where Joe Clark lived. You know where that was?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Second, Flat Rock Road, down to all there. That's where our old farm. That whole damn top of that hill there, from the Plum Brook, going to the old farm, clear to the Salmon River. My father owned that whole damn territory.
How many houses were there they lived in?
Four or five houses. There was one on every farm. There was four different farms.
And your father owned four different farms all at once, I see.
They were all jointed.
Right.
Some of them weren't worth the taxes that they done. That's sad.
Were all the hired men unmarried?
No. There was two or three elders on the place. Hired men, families, came to houses, gave them their house rent. And it was $15-$20 a month. Don't know what they were worth for the summer. Winter time, like they got their board, they were pretty lucky.
Did they get free wood?
Yes, if they wanted to cut it.
They wanted to.
They were given a garden, but they had to do it on their own dime. You'd plow it, bring in some potatoes, they wanted to plant a piece of potatoes. Them days, you know, things are pretty cheap. I see my father draw 300 bushel of potatoes to Malone for $30.
What were the main crops your father raised?
Hops, corn, potatoes. Cheap.
Then how many acres of hops?
He had about 15 acres of hops.
What did you feed the sheep? The corn mostly?
No, the sheep didn't eat no corn very much. They'd eat it. The farm good for them. Oats.
So he raised oats too then?
Oats. Whole oats is the best feed you can give a sheep. Not driving. Just a whole. Anything else for that matter?
How many hired people did it take to harvest 15 acres of hops?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. We generally had about three men in State City year round in the three houses. Till we grew up, the manhood of the boys, and then, of course, we were the hired men. But they always had from one to a dozen women tying hops. Mix them up on the pole so they mature.
Did your father have his own hop kiln?
Oh, yeah, he dried his own hops. I like to dry hops. The other boys wouldn't, but I had to.
How'd you do it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the shop was the top kill. K-L-I-N-E. It's called kill, but it ain't spelled that way. It was 18 by 36. 14 foot up. Was a greeted. 2-inch squares, 2 inches apart. Then that was covered with a burlap, which you bought, what they call kill cloth. It was a burlap. And you bought enough to save the carpet the floor. And you tacked it all around, the cleats all around. You sewed them together to make it solid, all one piece, because it come in 3-foot widths. I guess it's 4-foot widths. And there's a 36 feet, the 3-foot widths. And you put that on there and you took those green hop buds that you picked off of the vines and spread it on that cloth 20 inches deep. You had two big furnaces down at the bottom by the doors. Two 8-inch pipes run to a chimney in the back. Run to a drum that was 18-20 inches. Pipes run in that drum. And then went in the chimney. Well, you fired that with hard wood till them stoves were red. And they had draft on the bottom under the sill. And draft up top. According to where the wind blew. The wind blew in the west where you opened the opposite draft so that you wouldn't get it direct because you wanted to raise that heat so that it would break through, work those buds till you begin to feel them rattle, dry, spots here and there. And then you had to go in there with your arms and turn that over. Put the green ones down and the dry ones up. Well, it took about 12 hours. Intense heat. You couldn't stay in there only just about long enough to open the door and throw in a stick of wood. It burned the britches right off it. And after they got where they were all dry, you understand? Just as dry as a piece of paper. Well, you bagged them up, stored them away till after they're all done, where you pressed them into bales and so on.
Who'd you sell them to?
Beer men. Men that made beer. That's the bitter flavor you get in beer is from hops. The juice of the hops. They steep them and use so much of it to quarter the gallon.
Was the hop kiln made all of wood or was it some metal in it?
No, just all wood.
The men that bought the hops, did they live in Malone?
No. Well, a lot of times some of the agents did.
Agents.
But they all come from the cities. Boston, Springfield, New York City bought a lot of that at Northern Hops. They were awful good at Northern Hops. they would get take a prize at Northern Hops.
How much per bale did they charge?
Sold by the pound.
Pound, rather.
Bales would weigh between 80 and 90 pounds. And they average about a ton and a half to the acre. Sell anywhere from 2 cents and a half to $1 a pound. Average about 40, 50 cents.
How much did you pay a girl who came to help to pick hops a day?
They picked by the box. Box hold 22 bushels. They got $1 a box.
$1 a box. How long would it pick one? Take one person to pick
hops? Picked a box a day, done all the well.
You said how many blacksmiths were there in Malone at one time?
Hmm?
How many blacksmiths when you were there?
Oh, I don't know. There was five on Mill Street. There was one on Pearl Street. There was one down the flat. I don't remember where he was. There was one at the junction. But there was five right there on Mill Street.
Which one got the most business? Nelson St. Mary?
No. I think that Johnny Smith and George, what the hell was his name? He was Irish. Johnny Smith was a Dutchman. Spike. That brick building
Army store?
No, they just shifted over.
Can't remember. Sears and Roebuck?
Yeah. It was three on that corner, that where their parking lot is. There was three blacksmiths right there. Then Johnny Smith, that brick building down below that. Well, that was the old... I forget George's name.
Was it Monahan?
George Monahan.
Monahan. My father remembers him.
Huh?
My father remembers him.
George Monahan, yeah. And Johnny Smith.
Uh-huh.
And they're together. Well, that name was the one we had. St. Mary's shop was for the senior workshop where Dick was. There was a blacksmith shop and a wheelwright shop together.
Which of these men got the most business, Monahan?
I think Smith and Monahan, I think, because they were two good blacksmiths. They were both good.
Uh-huh.
George Monahan was a beautiful man. I never liked Johnny Smith, but he was a good mechanic. But he was a little bit snooty. But George Montgomery was a blacksmith. I don't remember. Monahan was an awful nice man. Well, then there was three up there on Mechanic Street in this little alley was
right
there. There was three in there. Well, one of them opened on Brewster Street, but goes on that side.
Mm-hmm.
There was three there, and then the George Murphy store. Yeah. George Murphy. Jimmy Murphy. I guess the building, just before you get up the hill, there used to be a saloon there. Just under the building. He worked at the shop there. Then there was a fellow at old Pearl Street. That's where the old farmer's shed used to be. There was a place right there. There was one down on the flat, down around the railroad there somewhere. There was one up the junction. There's five on Mill Street. That's the money for all of them. They got all lots of living over there, too.
What did you do when you were living at the plants and you came home at night after work?
Well, I generally had some gardens to hoe. In the winter time, I'd have some wood to saw.
Now, were you working for other people or were you working for the LaPlans?
We were working for other people.
To raise money?
Yeah. To earn your money.
Did you eat your meals at the LaPlans?
Oh, yeah, you got your board.
What did she have to eat? Just what you'd have at home?
Oh, yeah. Everybody had the same days.
You didn't notice any difference between the meals in Malone and the meals out here in the country?
No. Generally, we got a better meal on the farm. You wouldn't get as much fresh meat. You get fresh meat more often than you would on a farm. Well, she was born right up, second neighbor to us. She learned to make just the same as her mother did, and my mother and all them. Patty was about 7 or 8 years older than I was. Miss Mom.
Were you dated? Did the LaPontes have any children?
Yeah, there was Percy and there's some up around Bologna. Yeah. There's two boys, that's all they left.
Did they work in the blacksmith shop?
No. No, the old man quit